And now it's over to my friend film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he brings us a film that has been hailed as the fastest and vastest pre-booking movie event of all time. In fact, the first of the series, Twilight, was such a success that it was an instant cult movie. This one comes only 1 year later, the film being, of course, New Moon.
Well, there was a whole lot of discussion about New Moon because of the success of Twilight last year, the first in Stephanie Meyer's books, which I haven't read and I don't think I will be because I've discovered that the niche audience seems to be female and between perhaps 12 and 17. But somebody then told me that women in their 40s, especially mothers, are keen on these novels as well. So perhaps making up for lost adolescence, I don't know. Okay. But vampires for teenagers, so to speak.
This may hurt just a little.
No, please, please!
But they're beautifully filmed. I haven't seen them, but I have seen some of the trailers. And aesthetically, they're very, very beautiful films, it seems to me.
They are, and they're filmed in the northwest of the United States. And in fact, New Moon, they went over the border near Vancouver to get a whole atmosphere of forests in the northwest Pacific. So, yes, they're both very striking in that way.
In this one, some huge wolves actually appear as well.
Yes, well, you didn't see the first one then, I gather.
Well, I know what it's about.
Well, as you know, there are the good vampires, which is a bit of a surprise to all of us, and Robert Pattinson is the very nice, well-behaved vampire who's Bella, the young girl in the town, is in love with.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
I belong with you.
This is the last time you'll ever see me. Please just promise me you won't do anything reckless.
But in the town also, and connected with Native American rituals, are werewolves. And they perhaps do attack people, but I think they're mainly aggressive towards bad vampires and want to protect other people. So Bella actually is protected by both Jacob the werewolf, played by Taylor Lautner.
I know what he did to you, but Bella, I would never, ever do that.
And the nice vampire by Robert Pattinson. So, in a sense, it's very PG-ish kind of material.
There's an excursion to Italy as well, I see, to meet the Volterrans, which is up in Tuscany. It's Volterra. It's in a Etruscan city.
It is, but they filmed it actually in Montepulciano.
Oh,
they thought it was more photogenic than the actual Volterra.
The Volturi are the closest thing my world has to royalty. They enforce the law.
Vampires have laws.
But maybe Volterra sounds more like vampires.
Well, it's beautiful countryside.
It is, and the vampires live there, some regal group of vampires, presided over by Michael Sheen, having time off from being Tony Blair or David Frost.
Right.
But they neglected to say that he appeared in the three Underworld films as a werewolf, and here's his opportunity to be a vampire.
A nice and honourable vampire.
Well, he's trying to be. He has the power, actually, for vampires who really want to opt out of life and don't want eternity to go their way. And so our hero, Edward, wanting to protect Bella, actually goes there to finish his life.
Bella, it's Edward. He thinks you're dead.
What?
He's going to the Volturi. He wants to die too.
But she rushes to the rescue, needless to say.
I have to go. He's gonna make a scene. The Volturi will kill him if he reveals himself in the sunlight.
No, Edward, don't!
I'm scared. Okay, thank you very much, Peter.